Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Robert, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registering a party?
I'm a Republican.
Republican. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead of which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely likely to vote. It's one of the most important jobs I have as a citizen to this country, to vote, regardless of whether it's a primary or a major general election.
Thank you so much for your opinion, sir. And what is your main racial background?
I am white. My wife is Hispanic.
Thank you. And what is your age?
I'm 62. My wife is 69.
Thank you. And generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track?
Well, I think we've gotten off the wrong track.
From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion, kindergarten through 12 education, illegal immigration, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, or crime and public safety?
So you're talking about local, not my...
Local elected official, yes.
Okay, so not my national senator or representative. It's basically my local commissioners. We have a county commission,
yes.
So it would be my commission. So locally, read my choices again.
Yes. Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, abortion, kindergarten to 12 education, illegal immigration, overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, or crime and public safety?
I would say that probably they would have the most control over K through 12 education and housing and insurance costs.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm not a fan of Trump, but I do like a lot of the things that he stands for. I like a lot of the ideas he has, so I would say I'm favorable, not overly favorable, but I'm
somewhat
favorable. Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable, then.
Yes,
Joe
sir.
Biden, are you very favorable, somewhat
unfavorable.
Favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable,
totally.
Or somewhat?
I am very unfavorable.
Okay. For Ron DeSantis, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'll save you the time. Very favorable.
Thank you. The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue your county school board focus on most to improve kindergarten to 12 education? Reducing class sizes, increasing the school choice options, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, threatening the school safety and security measures, improving the academic rating of the schools, increasing teacher pay, or ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained?
Is there an all of the above?
And it's just the most important for you.
The most important for me.
Yes.
Well, Florida has a class size mandate. There's not much we can do about that. I think the teachers do need more pay.
So we'll be increasing teachers' pay.
What, read my choices again.
Yes, reducing class sizes, increasing school choice options, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, threatening school safety and security measures, improving the academic rating of school, increasing teachers' pay, or ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained.
I'll go with the last one. It's a toss-up between the last one and improving academic ratings for the schools, but that depends on a lot of issues. So I would go with the last one, which would be retention of good quality teachers.
Excellent. Thank you. You will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Private schools. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable, depending on the school. Obviously, they should meet the same standards that a public school does, but private schools do offer the option of, it depends. Like I said, if it's a private school that's for profit, then, you know, it depends on what they're doing and how they're, what their education ratings are. But I would say that I would put myself as somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And your county school board, are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Charter schools?
Again, charter schools, it would be depending upon the school itself. Some charter schools are very good. Others are for profit and they don't put the student first. So I would say somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And teachers? Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Again, it would depend on the teacher. I would say the teachers have a hard job, but there are some teachers that just don't teach, and that's a problem. So I would say somewhat favorable. I think for the most part we have good teachers, but, you know, again, it's a low-paying job, so you get what you get.
Thank you for that opinion. And Moms for Liberty? Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I know nothing of that organization.
And your local PTA or PTO?
I think parent-teacher organizations are very strong because it involves the students, parents, as well as the teachers. I would say I would be very favorable of that.
And teachers' unions?
I'm a union member myself. I understand the necessity of unions, but I don't like the lobbying and the political action that they do. So I would say I'm favorable, but not
somewhat
very favorable, somewhat favorable, yeah.
Thank you. And traditional public schools?
Traditional public schools?
Yes.
I would say somewhat favorable. Again, it depends on the school, and it depends on the teachers.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
Overall, I approve.
So you were somewhat approved of them?
Yes, somewhat approved.
Thank you. And how would you rate the quality of the schools in your neighborhood? Would you say that they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Good.
Good. Which of the following best describe you? Local educational issues are not much of interest to me at all, or although they are not on top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community, or I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
I am concerned about the education of our students, yes. I think that I think they're not getting the type of education that they need overall, and curriculum needs to be more focused on preparing students for not just college, but for trades or for other things.
Thank you for that opinion, sir. And which of the following comes closer to your opinion? We need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools. Or parents should have more educational options so their children could go to the school that best serves their needs, regardless of their zip code or income.
I like that one.
Thank you. As you may know, the elections for a school board are nonpartisan, meaning the party affiliation of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? The political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it will help me choose the candidate that best shares my values. Or the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and then we'll support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities.
So, in theory, I agree with that. I don't think it should be a partisan position. However, knowing what their party affiliation is, since education has become such a political issue, I think it's important to know whether they're conservative or liberal, and that party affiliation is a lot, because if they're Democrat, then they're going to be liberal. If they're Republican, they're going to be conservative. So I would say I think it's important that we know what their political affiliation is, but I agree with the statement that it shouldn't be a part of the whole decision, but unfortunately in our world, it's become a part of the decision. So I'll go with the... Okay.
The second one then.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education, or many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
I think that the parents are the ones who overall should make the decision of what their students learn in school, and I think they should have the right to speak up. So, yes, the first two actually are better suiting, but the second one, giving the parents the right to make the decisions.
Thank you for that opinion. You will now be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. Would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board? If each would make no difference, you can indicate as well. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I'm likely. I want transparency. I think the curriculum should be provided at the beginning of the school year so that the parents can review the curriculum and make sure that their students are getting the education that they're paying for, yes.
So you're much more likely?
Yes, sir.
A candidate who supports making classroom, cell phone, and social media free zones during school hours, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or less, much less likely?
I am likely, with the exception of, I know we do a lot of learning through online, and the cell phone media has a place in the classroom. It's just that I believe there needs to be control over it. But so I would say I'm very likely, most definitely likely to back a school board member that believes in making it a cell phone free environment.
Thank you for that opinion. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida?
We have school resource officers in Florida, plus we have also have guardians. I believe that you need to have the security in the school, especially in today's world. So yes, I believe that having a uniformed officer there is a sign of authority, and we've gone away from authority, and I think we need that. Yes, I would support that.
You will be much more likely then.
Yes, sir.
A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code? Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Again, I'd be very likely of that, because I think a parent should have a choice. There are technical schools out there that provide training for kids that just may not be suited for college. And I think that the parents need to be able to make that choice.
Thank you. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms, which says America has a history of racism and white supremacy. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I do not believe in the critical race theory. I know that the country has had a history of racism. We still do. We probably always will. But I don't think that critical race theory addresses the proper causative and the resolution. I believe that it's more controversial. It's a theory, just like anything else. And I would support, especially in K-12 learning. I don't believe that there's a necessity for that to be taught. I think that's for a child that grows old enough to be able to make rational decisions on their own. I think that at the K-12 age, it's more indoctrination than it is of any benefit. I think, when they get to college level, if they want to learn critical race theory, and they won't, it's a theory. Again, if they're taught it, by then they'll have the ability to make a decision for themselves. Kids at the ages K-12 up to 18 years old, they don't know what they want to do from one minute to the next. And if somebody teaches them something, they're automatically going to buy into it. So I do believe in banning critical race theory, yes.
Okay, so it would be much more likely then.
Yes sir.
Thank you for that opinion. A candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes, increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security. Are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Well, it's the community's responsibility to make sure the school board has the money to be able to do what it needs to do. So long as they're fiscally responsible with the money they collect in taxes, I believe they should have the right to apply for. Obviously, tax increases have to go before the community to be voted on. It puts it back in the people's hands, but I think they should have the right to be able to ask for an increase in taxes for that, yes.
So it will be much more likely then?
Yes, more likely, yes, sir.
A candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I believe all political positions should have a term limit. Mainly because, number one, you get fresh blood in there, new ideas, new thoughts, and number two, it eliminates career politicians. Incumbents always have an advantage over challengers, so I think that that imposing a 2-year term or a 2-term limit, I believe they do 2-year terms now in the state of Florida, so that would give them 4 years to essentially have an effect, which I think is sufficient. Yes, I do.
So
more likely.
Much likely, okay?
Much likely, yes, sir.
A candidate who supports the parental rights in education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students, are you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely, because, again, I believe children at that age, they need to get that information from their parents, not the school.
Thank you for that opinion. A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basic of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic, are you much more likely, somewhat
much
more
likely?
Likely.
Much more likely.
A candidate who supports protecting girls' sports program by banning participation of biological males who identify as female, are you
much likely?
Much likely. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries, you're much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Again, much more likely. I think that the teachers need a raise to be able to attract and keep more competent teachers in the workforce, so I think yes.
Thank you. And you now will be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purpose only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less, between 6 and 10 years, between 11 and 20 years, or more than 20 years, or all your life?
More than 20 years.
If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or somewhat conservative?
I'm a moderate conservative, so I would say somewhat conservative.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or
I'll save you the trouble. I'll save you the trouble because I'm at the end of the list. I have a doctorate degree.
Thank you. And do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attended to school?
No.
Children? No. And generally speaking, how often does you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day? Not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week, not frequently.
Multiple times a week, not every day, but multiple times. We have a post office box, so we don't have a mailbox.
Thank you. So, excellent. This completes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and your participation, sir. It has been a
Thank
pleasure.
You, sir. You have a blessed day.
You too as well. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.